This is Ron Stutz, and I have a very special guest in the studio today. We had to move the microphone all the way up to the ceiling for Sam Perkins, who is here, one of the all-time greats in Carolina basketball. Sam, how you doing?
Good, my man. I really appreciate the interview and the time you've taken out for me. I appreciate it greatly.
Always got time for you, Sam. One of my favorite Carolina basketball players of all time, and I know a lot of people in the audience would say the same thing. First of all, the reason you're here to talk is because of the Sam Perkins basketball camp, which is coming up soon. When is that going to happen?
That happens. We've been having it for years. We've been fortunate to have it for years, over the years. I don't even know how many years now, 17. But it's happening June 24th this year through the 28th. And we're just excited again. We've got implemented a lot of new people and doing the same old, you know. Teaching fundamentals to boys and girls who want to be, I guess, superstars one day. But this is the foundation of all the things they have to do in order to be successful. So it was instilled in me by Coach Smith a long time ago. And we're still trying to exploit those traditions and all those examples of how to be a great, complete player and student athlete, because we do a lot of mentoring at the camp as well.
Of what ages kids you're talking about here?
Well, we're talking about girls and boys 8 to 16. We get some 7-year-olds in there that sneak in, but that's after the fact that, you know, it's like the person who's on the baseball team, you know, they're 14 years old, but they're only supposed to be 13. And so we get a little 7-year-olds in there. But at the same time, we teach them all how to play and play the correct way, and then they go out and do whatever they want. But as long as they have some fundamentals with them, sound fundamentals, wherever they go, they can apply them particular format.
Well, I know that you take a very active role in the camp yourself, and you get a lot of pleasure out of this, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, teaching and seeing young kids want to aspire to be a basketball player or just a sports player. Given coordination, I think parents are seeing that they want their child to do something and have coordination, have rhythm, things of that nature. So basketball does that in some ways. But those who want to play ball, I see they're so adamant, because when the week ends and they lose their championship game, I had some kids crying, so because of the fact they wanted to win so bad. But those are the breaks. You win and lose, but we teach them, you learn from losing and you learn from winning and things of those natures. So we just have fun at the camp all week.
And you learn so much from basketball and other sports too, other than just the game itself and X's and O's.
Yeah, you learn about yourself, see where you are, you see how competitive you are in some cases against other people. You meet friends, you meet different people from different areas. We have some out-of-state kids that come in, and they have their own personality and their way of playing. So it brings a lot of people together, a lot of kids together, and they try to get along for the whole week. We always ask them what's their favorite college or favorite team, and we always have Duke. So we have some Duke people there, kids, and so we and Carolina. So we make sure that we go against each other and make it a competitive, but have fun though at the same time. And regardless of who your affiliation is with, we make sure that they all realize that they're just there for one reason.
Sam, where does the camp take place?
So the camp takes place at East Chapel Hill High School. Mm-hmm. Like I said, June 24th through the 28th. And we start at 9 o'clock a.m. and we go from there until half a day on Friday. And I mean, as much as I come back, you see the kids grow up and go into other programs. And it's just amazing how they remember where they started or where one of the places they started, and we just get a thrill when they come back and they remember us. So we must be doing something right in order to gain their little respect, but at the same time it's appreciative to just have the opportunity to hold a gym session for a whole week and do it like we do back in the day, because I don't think there's many 5-day camps anymore, but everybody has their format, and we're just trying to, you know, throw out some knowledge to make sure they learn some things.
Sam, I know there are a lot of basketball fans in the audience, and they know what you did when you were at Carolina. You had a great career here, and of course your nickname for a very long time has been Big Smooth.
I have no idea why.
Always so smooth, man. You know, some people thought you weren't really working hard, but you were working as hard as anybody else. You just looked so smooth doing it.
Man, I get that all the time. I was just talking about it with another coach recently, and he was saying, like, I told him, I said, I may not have looked as motion as he said I was motionless, but I said I was thinking about all the things that I had to take in from film and guarding my man, and I was exiting those. And so, you know, you never see me talking to any other player out there because I was so concentrated on trying to do what the coaches wanted me to do. And sure. So my responsibility. So I was intense. Even though I was looking, you know, like I was in the Matrix or something like that, I was more or less trying to just be a complete player. So I see that now. I see what people are saying because it's just one of those things where I look back and maybe I said, well, maybe I wasn't working hard, but I was. Trust me, I was.
Well, you're one of the most laid-back individuals I've ever met, and I can say that much. And you were laid back on the court. And, of course, after you left Chapel Hill, you went on to quite a career in the NBA. And for years, you've been working so hard for a long time for a program called NBA Cares,
right,
which basically is taking you all over the world. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, NBA Cares is a grassroots program that started years back, and it's pretty much is an umbrella for a lot of things for what the NBA does. Basketball in different different countries, different cities, junior WNBA, NBA, excuse me. We have a lot of programs that are to help young kids that want to play basketball. But we also give attention to building schools, giving computers, giving knowledge to a lot of different people who can't afford or do things on their own. So the NBA Cares is an assistant program where we just try to give back to the communities in different areas. So every time there's an all-star game in your local city, there's always a care for the community and trying to develop the community much better than when we last left, when we first got there. So it could be anything from paying attention to kids who are affected with HIV or things of that nature. But we do try to instill some type of positive give back. And so we cover all areas, whatever the need is for.
I know a lot of that has to do with being a role model. And a lot of these kids see you and look up to you. Literally and figuratively, they look up to you. But, you know, you kind of inspire them to be more like you or to be, you know, responsible and to do things the right way.
Yeah, there's a lot of us like me or individuals, even to guys that play today, always giving back. And being a role model is somewhat always hard because you're not perfect and you do things kind of out of the norm sometimes, but it's a role that you accept and you try to make sure you are an example. But at the same time, players do give back on different occasions. As you can tell, guys have been more creative now. Players become more receptive to giving back with giving families toys for Christmas, Thanksgiving turkeys, things of that nature where people can afford. And it's humbling because they know they've been in that situation before. So a lot of us recognize the need in areas that they need help.
Well, I'll never forget a story you told me one time about giving kids and families mosquito nets to keep them from being just destroyed by mosquitoes all the time. And it's about so much more than basketball.
Yeah, that was under the NBA Cares program. Mm-hmm. We were giving, there was an epidemic in Africa where the virus of a mosquito, if you get bit by a mosquito, was detrimental in some places in South Africa. So nothing but nets, was a program that we gave out nets so when people can sleep comfortable, kids sleep comfortable because the rain comes. And when the rain comes down there, it seems to be like more of mosquitoes are attracted. So we did a lot of good things for that, and it helped, you know, just turn things around. But something similar, simple as that, made a big difference in some people's lives in South Africa.
Well, let me just remind you that the Sam Perkins Basketball Camp happens June 24th through 28th. At East Chapel Hill High School. If you'd like to find out more, go to samperkinscabc.com. That is samperkinscabc.com. Sam Perkins will be there, and he hopes that you will be there too. And get your kids, your grandkids, whoever it is, get them involved because it's a fun camp. And Sam's a good guy. So, Sam, thanks for coming by.
Hey, I appreciate it. I want to just say hello to everybody in Chapel Hill that I know. And if they're still here, I want to wish them well. But it's been a roller coaster ride since I've been here. And I'm still fond of some of the memories here that took place with all the players that I've known.
I know that you get back here as often as you can.
I try to. I mean, I just was just telling your assistant that this place is a city now. It's not even more. It's not Chapel Hill. It's Chapel Hill City.
Yeah, it's changed a lot over the years, that's for sure. Well, always good to see you.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the time, too, man. Appreciate that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Sam Perkins. And the Sam Perkins Basketball Camp, keep that in mind, is coming up in June. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.